Good evening and thank you for joining us. My name is Pieter Redlinghuis. I am standing in for Michael Avery this evening on Classic Business. Coming up next, we are going to be chatting to the CEO of the Southern African Venture Capital and Private Equity Association, Erica van der Merwe, about some of the prevailing regional challenges that could present opportunities for private equity. So we chatted last night a little bit about how economically challenging times can create opportunities for small businesses, and we'll be chatting to Erica van der Merwe this evening in our competitiveness feature about how this presents opportunities to private equity investors. Erica, good evening to you and thank you for joining us.
Hi Petri, thanks, good to be here.
Thank you very much. So we were talking about companies doing turnarounds and distressed equities or distressed companies that sort of raised from the dead a few moments ago with Teddy. Looking at sort of the current prevailing economic circumstances, yes, the markets are trading at highs, but many companies are struggling. How does this create opportunities for private equity investors?
Private equity investors, I like to see them or categorize them as value investors. So they would always be looking for excellent quality businesses with top-rate management or the potential to bring in top-rate management to do even more and better with those businesses. So in difficult times when there's a lack of confidence and investors sit on their money and are afraid to make decisions, this is a time to step in and take advantage of what might be missed opportunities, and particularly also in terms of the pricing of those assets.
And how do you spot these opportunities? Do you have like a checklist of things that you look for?
I think it would vary from private equity house to private equity house. So first of all, there'd be sort of a high level, top down sort of a grid, which sectors they believe might be attractive. But in the main, most of the South African private equity managers and those who are active on the sub-Saharan African continent are generalists. So they invest across a range of industry sectors, but they may have expertise in certain areas, whether it be consumer-focused type businesses, or they may have a thesis that they are going to back consumer-type businesses because over the medium to long term, there are structural changes afoot that will support the growth and the development of those businesses. And then beyond that, it would be a particular checklist of that house. It would be a particular view they might have of the health and the quality of the business, the degree of governance and health, and the potential for them to partner with the current management. There has to be chemistry because it's a medium to long-term partnership. And the potential to potentially bolt on with other businesses in their portfolio, and ultimately with a view to the exit, 5, 7, 8, 10 years hence, to be able to sell a business in far better nick at a higher valuation.
Okay, so essentially, private equity, the way that I understand it is, you're a small business, you're perhaps distressed, or you're looking for venture capital, or whatever the case is, you come to me, I give you capital in exchange for a stake of your business, and then a couple of years down the line, I sell it. How does this, why would I, as a small company who perhaps is distressed, be looking for private equity investment rather than traditional financing?
So it's a good point you make, Petri, about the fit. It always needs to be the right fit in terms of the business owner, the entrepreneur, making that decision. And it has to be a good and informed decision that could take many months to decide whether this private equity partnership is the right approach to follow. Just one sort of point of emphasis that typically private equity in South Africa does not invest in distressed assets. There certainly are specialist funds of that nature in developed market economies such as in the US, UK and Europe. But in South Africa, I'm not aware of any funds that specialize in distressed assets. So it would very much be looking for either an asset that's not priced, there's an opportunity in the pricing, or just market priced business, but you can see the potential in growing that business further. And you'll have a range of business sizes and mandates that the managers follow. So it could be venture capital, it could be SMEs, or it could be mid to large cap businesses that they target. So that would just vary by expertise and area of focus. So going back to your point about, what would encourage me as an entrepreneur to accept private equity capital. So the key point is that it's more than just capital, that private equity capital is a partnership. That relationship is about working together on it's seeing if how can we revamp the business operationally, make it more efficient, how can we bring in new networks and partnerships and suppliers, but okay. potentially also the strategy. How can we expand regionally? So this might be a business that's focused purely in South Africa, but how can a private equity partner who has significant expertise in this area from other portfolio companies, how can they help you expand geographically?
Okay, so just yesterday, in fact, I was speaking to Michael Laylor from Ernst & Young about the 2016 Africa Attractiveness Program, and we spoke about how sub-Saharan Africa, and particularly South Africa, is still the gateway into Africa for foreign direct investment. To what extent do you think has private equity played a role in this?
I think a notable extent. So if you look at the South African private equity industry, our latest survey published just under about a month ago shows that the industry has 165 billion rand in funds under management.
Jesus.
And those would be funds that are earmarked for investments in South Africa as well as the rest of the continent. If you look at funds raised by the industry, it totaled 29 billion rand in 2015. So that's the highest on record and was for us the standout theme of the survey this year. So, and of that capital raised, a significant chunk was for region-wide mandates. So yes, a portion is for South Africa-only investment, but some of the mandates are far broader than that, and it could go to business in Nigeria or in Kenya. So it's still very much the view that private equity is a funnel, and it mobilizes international capital that would be from the US, UK, Europe, and increasingly from Middle East and Far East too, funneling that capital into South Africa and further into the continent.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And tell me, in terms of the South African Venture Capital and Private Equity Association, it's a very long name, by the way. How can you help small, you know, small to medium business owners who are perhaps looking for a private equity investor to fit with their business? Do you provide someone like that or a small business like that with perhaps an opportunity to be introduced to private equity investors?
So our focus and our stakeholders primarily are the private equity and venture capital fund managers. So we represent them, for instance, to regulators and legislators. So we are a lobby group. We provide research on the industry, such as the numbers I've just quoted. We provide training on the industry and also events. So we list the details of our members on our website. We've got a member directory, and on there would be details of their investment mandate, for instance, what sector they look at, what stage of development. So whether it's early stage or late stage, for instance, and what the minimum investments are. So even though we don't speak directly to businesses seeking funding, we provide the details of our members so that those seeking funding can contact them directly.
Okay, that's great stuff. Thank you very much, Erica, for joining us this evening. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Petri. Thanks.
All right. That was Erica van der Merwe, the CEO of the South African Venture Capital and Private Equity Association, chatting to us in our competitiveness feature this evening.